Great. Okay. Okay. Sif Zayin is a din of kima. Kima b'fnei aviv v'imoy. Right, like all nyanei kibud over eim, he's already in Sif Aleph. Imoy v'aviv shavin, and avada the chiyuv is side by the mother and side by the father. So I saw, and there's a sefer mitzvahs kima on the halachas of kibud b'fnei aviv v'imoy and rabbi. Yeah, whole sefer. So Moshe.
Just on kima.
There's a few svarim that seems like kima, but this is. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a haskama there, and he says that this mitzvah is a mitzvah bezuya v'nitchis, and no one is mekayimik at the boy, and he's mechazik the mecharb of the sefer, and it's specifically kibud av ha'eim. It's from the Aseres HaDibros, and this is avada chiyuv gomer, and he writes a harbe and mezalzel mitzvah zu, and avada it's a big chayv and tzchus to learn the halachas. So the emes is, this is partially the reason why people are mezalzel, is that it's not so pashut where the makar for this halacha comes from. Right? Standing in front of a Talmud Chacham, in front of a Zakein, in front of your Rebbe, so that's Pnei Seva Takum, Nadar to Pnei Zakein. Ashenken by parents is no Mefurish HaPasuk. We have Kibud and Moira, but there's no Mefurish, doesn't say anywhere Mefurish HaTori to stand up in front of them. So Ad Kedei Kach, not only is there no Pasuk, but there's no Gemara. There's no Mefurish HaGemara, there's no Sugya of Kima. Elo, the Rishonim and the Poiskim, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Vad Tzalach HaMaisa. The Rishonim learned Kal Achariyad, Bakifin from different places in the Gemara. So one place is that the Rav Yosef state Rav Yosef says Kad Shama Kal Kari Deimi. When I hear already the footsteps, we'll see it's an Afkamina. He said when I hear the footsteps, Rav Yosef was blind, so he couldn't see anything. But so when he heard the footsteps, he already stand up, and so that's one makar they bring. And it says some of the places can say Imi Shamha, maybe it wouldn't be a raya. Rav Yosef, maybe it was Midas Chasidus. Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara Chayiv or you know Chayva Mitzvah. It just says what Rav Yosef did. That's a story from Rav Yosef. So okay, Umayis, that's one makar. But even more before the Gemara Lam Gimel Beis, so the Gemara there has a cler. If the Benoy Shehu Rabbi, like we saw over here at the end of the Sif, so Benoy Shehu Rabbi, if the son is the father's Rebbe, so then what's the din? It's the embassy by the Lipshita, we'll see, hopefully, that those halachas soon. So you see clear though that that's some hanach is that the son has to stand up, and if he's the Rav, so then it's a Shaya. So it's from Klach Yad, we're showing him proof from here that it's a Chiyav. Abel Maisa is a Chiyav Gomer, and Adrabba, from this Gemara, it's Mefurish. From the Rishonim here is Mefurish. The Rosh over here says, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rosh, that they both have to stand for each other. The Gemara has a suffix. Who has to stand for who? Should one, this one? So the Gemara has a suffix. The Rosh Paskins, that's how we Paskin Shulchan Aruch, they both have to stand for each other. Why? So it says the Rosh, because it's Sveka Daraisa. So Mefurish and the Rosh, that's a Chiv Daraisa. So Hagan that the Makar and Teresh Rechsav and Teresh Walpez, this is a Klar. The Lights is Mefurish and the Rishonim, it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch, it's a Chiv Daraisa.
Does it change by societies? Like, you know. People don't stay,
you know,
no matter how
chashuv
a
geisha
father is, like the kids don't stay up,
they
don't stand up.
President's daughters don't stand up. Well, right. I mean, even though you make a good point, because it's not mefurish, but maisa, see from the place, this is not something that will be tully in the minhagim, and right?
The question is if we're learning
like a mammoth, you know, like the lavush. The Levush says over here that the when he's masber the tam, he says because hukash kvoidu makvoid hamakim. The place can say that he's coming from the Gemara because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef said I'm going to stand up kameh hashchina. So it's because hukash kvoidu makvoid hamakim. So you have to know if it's we're already learning like kvoid hamakim and kvoid rabbi from those dinim, so then it's ready mefurish.
So it's a Muslim topic to stand up.
Right.
Even a
right.
Brother,
yeah, nachanami. They might not do it, but right.
And someone comes in,
yeah, and avad. I mean, listen. If something will change, we could discuss. I mean,
but just
he's saying if it'll become bizayin, so enechna, maybe you saw that. Tachas lamai, so the something clear, pretty built into
it. If it becomes a matzah, that's not considered covered. You're right.
Today
it is covered, but let's see if it becomes.
Yeah, so the Torah calls it covered. It's halacha. In the Torah, you have to stand up for a
chacham.
By us, it's going to blab a covered because the Torah says you have to stand up for a chacham and a zakein. That's exer sakasa. So if by the Torah, there's being magged that as covered. Fine. The ma'aseh, some of the I saw say some of them being a remez from Rachel Imenu. By Rachel Imenu, state that v'tomer l'avia ki lo yucha l'akam mipanecha. I couldn't stand up only because I had a problem. Mashma be'etzem, she's mechuyif to stand up. The ma'aseh, there's a medrash like achtoiv over there. The taka says el mole lo hayisa mavakeh shavoy dezara hayisi chayev eslamed mipanecha. If not for your avoy dezara, would have taken mechayev. She was obviously thinking that, she didn't say that, but the Maisa, this is Nogea to Sefer Ches, we'll see in the coming weeks, very Nogea Halacha, that love and pashtus was a Rasha, I would assume, is that fair to say? So, is a Gantz Machloik is by a Rasha, if it's a Chiyav Kibud, you're not allowed to be Mizalz, you're not allowed to hit them, but a Chiyav Kibud, Taka from this Medrash, it's Mashma, if we'll assume Lovin was a Rasha, so... By a Rasha? Yeah, Frushim Yisura, and we'll see, that's a Mitzvah more than that, you're not allowed to be Mizalz on and Makalal. Fine, so Lemaisa. So we have these Makairis, and Maisa is the first in the Rosh, that's Chiyuv Daraisa. So this is, so the Shaila is though, we know there's two mitzvahs by parents, it's Kibud and Moira. So is the Chiyuv to stand up, Michayuve HaKibud or Moira? And we'll see a couple of Nafkaminas the can point out throughout. So the Maisa, the Stimus HaDvarim, the Seder HaDvarim here in Shulchan Aruch is Alpid Rambam. In the Rambam, first the halachas of Moira brought Ezehu Moira, we saw that's like Sif Gimel, that's Ezehu Moira. Then Ezehu Kibud, the halachas of Kibud brought. And then after the halachas of Kibud, that's what the dinim of Kima brought. That's like that in the Rambam, it's like that in Shulchan Aruch. So some of the places can say that. It's the Mashmos HaDvarim is that it's Mehilchus Kibud that you have to stand up for a parent. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan takes on in Sif Chav Dalet over here, the Chazanish and Yerideh Kuf Memtes. They write that the Kima is Midine HaKavud. The Mais is not a Dover Muskum. The Brisker Rav in the Shtik Lecha the Rambam, in the Chidushim of the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So there he wants to say that there's it's all, at least also a Chiyuv Mishum Moira, it's not just Kibud, it's also a Chiyuv Moira to stand up in front of a parent. And the Sefer HaMakna writes like that in Kedushin. Diane Fisher and Evan Yisrael, one of the Chalakim of Evan Yisrael's Chidushim on the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, also says that it's Nichlal in Moira. And so Lagabi the Seder HaDvarim in the Rambam, they just say that Kenzain is Nichlal Shnei, it's Koil Shnehim. The Kima is standing up as a kibud, but to not stand up would be a zilzal, is a pegi in the moira av to just sit down and not stand up. Yeah, mechila
should have.
Right. Well, lechira to be moichel and moira should be also okay. You're not allowed to be mezalzal. The question is, you're saying if sitting would be called a zilzal, right? Pashas is not a zilzal. I mean, zilzal like to be makal them and to hit them. That's a different issue. We'll see. It's not shayach mechila. But for kavod and for moira, for that's a moira. So mechila would help. So even if it is midin moira. So the ma'aser they found like that. They bring the sefer charedim. So in one place he brings in perek. Perek Yud Ches, he brings that Kibud Avim, the dinim of Kima, he brings a Medina Kavod. And Perek Samech Vav, there he says that he's Machmir the Taka when you're the Kima, we'll see, it has to be without leaning on anything. So he says that because it's Nichal and the dinim of Moira, so it should be without leaning. Meaning, even from Kavod, the Kavod is just to stand up, even if you're leaning on something. But so you see, he brings both in Yanim. So he Tachin the Taka, it's Nichal from both in Yanim, from Kibud and Moira. So we'll see maybe some Nafkimidas in the Hemshech. So the Maisa in Shulchan Aruch by Kibud Aveim, the Gemaras are very sparse. You know, we only have these like, you know, kind of Zayt Gemakiras and Siv Zayin. So Chayiv Lamud Bifnei Aviv, and that's it. No Prati Dinim and no details. So Simin Rishman Beis and Simin Rishman Dalet. So Betzim, there's Harbe Prati Dinim Benegeya to the Halachos of Kima. How, when, you know, which Ifanim to stand, where to stand. So the Maisa, the Poskim for the most part, Shtal Tzu. From those halachas to Kibud Aveim, so I'm just going to go through a little bit of the things that are negeya to the pratim of Kima. And then it says there's really two sugyas in Kima. There's the halacha of Kima b'fnei Talmud Chacham, b'fnei Seva Takum v'adart b'nei Zakein. That's just b'chlal Talmud Chacham. That's really Resh Mem Dalet. But Resh Mem Beis is quite rabbi, it's a person's rebbe, it's referring to a rebbe Mufak. Not so common b'zvaneinu. So rebbe Mufak, then that's another din of Kima. So the mashal, like the first halacha. When do you have to stand up? Meaning, so there's a chibuk edinim. By Talmud Chacham, it says in Reish Mem Dalid that it's only when he's toicher dalad amos, because it's bnei seva takum v'hadarta, the kima that has hider. When are you mahader? It's only when he's in your dalad amos, and then you get up. That's mahader. So that's by Talmud Chacham. Mashenkin by Rabbi Mufak in Reish Mem Beis. So there's meforish that it's kimlei enov. As soon as you can see him, as soon as he's within your vision, field of vision. So you have to get up, and even when he leaves your Dalet Amos, until he's out of your field of vision, you have to be standing the whole time. So the Shaila is, what's going to be by a parent? So, Lemais, it's not 100% clear. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Beis by Hilchos Kved Rabbi and Sif Mem Dalet, so he's Mistapik. He says, L'chayr, it should have a din like a Rebbe, and the Meilot should be Meloi Einav, as soon as he's within your field of vision, should Rebbe Yechiv to stand up. But Lemais, he's Mistapik. And he mentions a point that we really mentioned last week in terms of talking in third person or first person to a parent, that there's an additional nakuda by Kibra Ve'im that chutz from the Moira and the Kava, there's also supposed to be a Kirva and an Ava. So Mele, he says, Ulai, he says, L'chor Avada, Alts the Kava to Moira, it should be like a Rebbe, it should be Meloy Einav. He's out there, Ulai, you're not Chayev Kolkach, because Mimnei Kirvasam Hagadoyla Zulazu, in Makbidim Zalzea Kolkach. Because of the additional aspect of the Kirva, so maybe it's not Machayev, you know, from Meloy Einav. So that's, so he blabs by a Safik. L'maisa, the Lush. Right.
Father should be
a Gedolei Dar, which is really from a Chai Adam, right? The Chai Adam is really originally from a Charedim that should be like a Gedolei Eretz, right? Right. So this is Aruch HaShulchan. The emphasis is the Aruch HaShulchan brings their Lahedya that there are kama dvarim by a Rebbe that are not brought in Hilchos Kibra Vein Bechal, like Nitilas Rishos. By a Rebbe, you have to ask Rishos to sit down, to stand up. When you leave, you're not allowed to be Machzer Panov, you have to walk out backwards. So Aruch HaShulchan says for Dover Pasha, those things should not apply. Even though he says, Avad on the Dargos Kibra Meir, it's the same Choymer. But the Maitse, it's a different tzura. The tzura is with Kirva Mela for these ofanim. He says certainly the poskim don't bring bechal. So Lagabi the hilchos from Kima. So he's takam stopik. So the Maitse, the lashon of Rambam in Perek Vav over there in Hilchos Maamar Palacha Gimel. So he says that the Kima has to be kederech she'omer b'fnei Rabbi. So the Maitse, the stimus advarim is like your Rebbe, not just like a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, it should be Meloy Einav. And that's taka, the Aruch HaShulchan is stopping, but that's taka what the poskim say, the Birkei Yosef, and the Chida, in Reish Mem by us, in Ois Aleph. And the Chai Yadam, maybe it's like Elio's point in the Yad, Chai Yadam Lashitasa, who says they have to be like a Dalei Eretz. So the Maitse, they taka take on that it has to be Meloy Einav, and that's what they bring from poskim Manenu, that taka, it's not just within Dalai Amos, even outside of Dalai Amos, there's a chiyuv Kima.
If you're at home with your father,
So 1 second. So this is in terms of when you're first mechayev to stand up. We'll get to the different pratim. And lemaisa, so like we were saying that there's a shtekel shaila, is it midine kibud or meira? So the chazan ish one place is toila. He says, a talmud chacham, it's covered, so it's only dal ramas. But your Rebbe Muvah gets meira, so then that's kamalai enof as soon as you see him. So like we said already, that's already also not 100% clear. Kibud avim is coming from kibud or meira. Lemaisa harbe poiskim, sefer hamaknev, chazan ish, and I saw like that pshem rabbi Yashiv, that we have to be at least machmir, that there is an aspect of meirav by standing for a parent, and melo if he is chazanish would be also, halach would also be kimlai enav, and that seems to be what's the accepted psak in the poskim, that's kimlai enav. So that's in terms of when you have to stand up for the first time. So the emphasis is not even so pashut, before we get to the other pratim, but it's not even so pashut, right over here in Siv Zayin, it's a Gilyan Marsha. So the Gilyan Marsha brings amazing thing. In Hilchos Sefer Torah, so the Ramah brings over there, it's a halacha that if you hear, even if you hear the bells on the Sefer Torah, even if you don't see it, you have to stand up and you hear the sounds of the Sefer Torah. The place can say over there, what's the Makar? The Makar is from Rabbi Yosef, from Kibud Avayim. So the Gilyan Marsha says, so l'chayra pashut that who had in by the Ikar Halacha, by Kibud Avayim, you'd have to stand, even when you hear them, before you see them. And Aruch HaShulchan like mentions that, kind of klachiyad, he says, yeah, it's mashem from the Gemara, that taki, you should have to stand up when you hear them. So Maisa, I saw a number of the poskim. First of all, the other poskim don't mention this bechlal, this halacha, not by rabbi and not by parents, even where the pratim are by rabbi.
That like there's an extra hider that Rabbi Yosef did by his parents, and that extra hider by Sefer Torah that we should also.
Oh,
do, but
right,
it's not
right.
Shaykh that
so
everyone
this,
else has
right
this.
Nice. So this is basically what the Rav Osner Shevet Levi writes in the Tshuva, that first of all he wants a taina that over there in Reish Pei Beis, Sefer Torah, the shach and vur, we don't really pass him like that. You don't have to stand up for Sefer Torah like that. And but Bachal, he says, even if we would, he says, we don't make the tushal. And that was a dimyan ba'almo, some kind of kibbut. The emphasis from Rabbi Yosef, they pointed out, it's not just grace of right, because he was sagi nohar, he was blind. So that was his only indicator to stand up with the sound. So, Lemaisa.
His father wore bells. How
would
you know it's his father?
Kayin So, that's a good question. How do you know it's him, Tiger? You heard his voice. So, they verstay, right? Blind people verstay. So the mice of the place can say, the place can say not to attack and not to do it. That's what Shevet Levi says, and I saw also that in that shtickle from Diane Fisher in Evan Yisrael. Even though the mashmos, the Aruch HaShulchan says mashmos the Gemara, but the mice of the place can don't bring it. And Mela. So Zichri, you don't have to do it, and then Shevet Levi adds, and I saw some others they add also. Then there's already a tzadafka not to do it because then it's more nicker, exactly. And I thought b'chal that was another tzara not to make the tushdal that by Rabbi Yosef who sagi naros the chapt. Hashem came for a sefer Torah. People see you standing up, and the sefer Torah comes in, so that's going to be a kibud. Hashem came for a person. The bigger kibud is when you see him and he sees you and he's margish, that's going to be, the more he'll be margish that you're standing up for him will be when you see him. Right? Sefer Torah Tachlis doesn't have eyes. So that's like Rav saying, another makom lechalik. Yeah.
You said for standing up at the father, you have to, when he comes in the room, when
as long as you can see him.
He doesn't see you.
Yeah,
so
still chiyuv. Yeah.
Still,
even if he doesn't see you, there's a chiyuv. And even when he passes you, the place can say, even like let's say he walks past you and is, now your back is to him, you have to remain standing as long as you know he's within what would theoretically be an eyes view.
Yeah.
Right.
50 miles.
Oh, so the mice of the Shach in Reish Mem Beis, they do bring. From one of the Rishonim, they bring a chiluk, maybe Reish Samach Vav Amos. There's one side that's after 250 Amos, it's more Makom Lachal. But basically, whenever he's been within eyes view. So now the question is, until when? So that's what we're pointing out here, L'chair, so you can't sit down the whole day. How much? Till when? So Maisa, by Rabbi, the halacha is mefurish that it's Ad Shiyoshev B'mkoymai, till he sits down. So Maisa, the place can say, they bring Reb Kiveg over there in Reish Mem Beis. Yurches, Sif Yurches, he brings from a Prima Godim in Kof Mem Beis in Archaim. Prima Godim says that even if he doesn't sit down, but he stops to be Oisik in something B'kvius, so that would be enough, and that's like Yoshim Koyim, then you're allowed to sit down. So the example they bring is if they're in shul together, so the father gets called for an aliyah, stands up, the son has to taka stand up, and the father stands up, until he walks to the bima. At the bima, when he's ready to kaveh himself for the aliyah, then it's mutter midina to sit down. I saw from the Svar, the Takotaina, that some of the Svarim, that the Minag Asvardim is to stand the whole time, but Maisa Maker, I didn't. Kuliyam and the Minag for the Ashkenazim,
you
could sit.
The first time he sees it? The first time he walks into the
room? So let's see. In terms of day and night, we'll have to get how many times a day, you mean?
No, because you said if you're in Shul, Mustamah, he already walked in, you already stood up for him and sat down.
Yeah,
right.
So if
now he's getting up again, why would I?
Yeah, so Imkain, so we'll see. So that's a machloikas in and of itself, how many times a day. So we'll see, but let's for now assume it's Taka the first time, unless you walked in together, you haven't stood up for him yet today. So then you'd have to stand up and he goes to Aliyah, by the Aliyah, and then when he comes back, he starts walking back, there, so that might be also Tali, you're saying it's in the second time, in a Hanami, but Etzem coming back would also be a time to stand, there would be a Chiyuv to stand, if not, that there's a limit in the Shir, which we'll see in a Hanami. Okay. So this is the question, so how many times? So Etzem, there's Machlokas in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yana in the Gemara says that it shouldn't be Kvod, again, we're comparing everything to Kvod Rabbi. So by Kvod Rabbi, it says it shouldn't be greater than Kvod Shemayim. Like Kvod Rabbi, and by Kvod Shemayim, Rashi explains the Gemara there, saying that by Kabbalah Sol Machash Shemayim, and Makabal Pnei Ashkina twice Shachas Arvis, who Adin, it's only Shachas Arvis. The Maisa, there's Shitas Rabbi Lazar in the Gemara, that's Chaylik, and that's at least the Mashmos is that Rabbi Lazar is Chaylik, and that holds Afilu Me'apamim. At Kol Pam that the father comes, you have to stand. So Maisa, the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So he passes like Rabbi Yanai. And the Maisa, the Rush is Medayik from the Rif, that, not like Rabbi Yanai, that it's even Me'apam Bayim. So the Maisa, La Halacha, by Hilchos Rabbi, by Kvay Rabbi, in Simon Reshman Beis Sifta Zayin, the Ramah brings there from the Rambam, the Kula. That would only be Shachas and Arvis, once in the morning, once in the evening. The Birkei Yosef over there is Medayik, that the Rambam, the Mechaber didn't bring the Rambam, so he's Medayik, the Stimus HaRambam is L'chumra, and that Taka, that seems to be the Halacha by the Sephardim, is that it's even Afilu Me'apam Bayim. So, B'mashenkin Echanan for Ashkenazim, it's only Shachas for Arvis, unless there's a problem over there, the place means unless there's a problem of Chashad, meaning if someone else comes in the meantime and he doesn't know that you have already stood up for your father one time today, so then you still have to stand up. But Mashal, in the case that Yeshua is pointing out, at least for an Ashkenazi in shul, if you stood up, let's say the first time you stood up was on the way to the bima, so on the way back, you probably wouldn't have to stand up because it's only one time Shachas and one time Arvis.
Even the day of Afilu Me'apamim, isn't it only when he comes into the room and if he goes out and then he comes back in?
Nope.
Or it's even when he stays in the room, every time it's a din when he gets up that you have to get up, or a din when you see him?
Meaning gets up and if he's getting up to be oisken something b'mkaymer, if he goes to a certain place and he's doing something b'kvias, and then not. But if he's getting up and traveling and moving from place to place, then yes, right.
Not in the kinesis.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I mean, is that any different than walking back from the bima? So it sounds like now. Lamaisa for Ashkenazim, there's no chiyuv, and then it says the place can down if it's maybe it's even not even roy to make the covet more than kvod shemayim.
So. So
all these things, and especially for a Sephardi who's going to have to stand 300 times a day, so Lamaisa mechila helps for all these things. And Adrabba, we'll see later in the siman that's already brought in Shulchan Aruch that the halacha encourages the father to be meichel on his covet, not 100%, but not to be matrid and not to be machbid to all on the children. So in a Hanami, there should be some kind of balance, I assume. But But Be'etzem, that's by the Sfarad and Halach is, a few made upon B'yam, that the Birk Yosef is Medayik from Esteem Samachabit. That in L'Chayr would be any time he walks, even for, right?
You in the presence of
Sfarad
and Halach.
Yeah, we'll have to, that's other Halachas we'll have to get to. And in terms of the Tzura of the Kima, so Mais the place can bring, also like by Rabbi, that's Archa Shulchan and the Chayadim bring, that it's Malay Kumasai, that it's full, to stand up fully, not just Hidr Ba'alma, not just to you know, get off the seat a little bit, but rather to stand up, to stand fully straight. But like we mentioned, in terms of leaning on something, so that's a Shaila, there are already some of the place can be Mekel, there's a whole tumult on the place can be over there. I saw B'Shem Rabbi Ashrataki, he says you can be Mekel because they have a Raya from Magen Avram, that leaning is okay. Oh, so now let's get to the different pratim. So one of the interesting halachas over there by Rabbi is reichiv. The Gemara says reichiv is kemahalach dami. So even if the Gemara is talking about traveling on a horse or a donkey and he's sitting, but since he's traveling, it's kilu he's walking. So if the father or the Rebbe comes by on a horse, the Talmud or son would have to stand up. So what's negeya to us is by cars or by some kind of klei rechav. He's traveling on something. So ma'isa shevet levi. So he has a tshuva over there where he says yesh l'stapik a little bit, because l'maisa there's another halach over there that which we say even if he's far away you have to stand up for a Rebbe or a father, it's only if he's in the same rishus. But if it's rishus acheres, the example that Rama gives is that he's l'mala and you're l'mata, you know, on some in some aliyah, on some achsad, some like porch top or something, so then the Rama says you don't have to stand. So they want a taina by a car to rishus acheres because it's full mechitzas, you know, it's for tzadim, so it's like it, huh? Yeah, it's like Rishuya. So this is really what Shevet Levi says, because you can't make a dimyon. They, you know, they tie into him, it's oil zarek, and oil zarek is loishmei oil, and they call me different things. So he says, Pasha's like you're saying, that he says that it's not l'chayr by kibud avim, which shouldn't be talui in Hilchos Rishuyas, but rather the heter that I'm always, because it was pashing in different places, and it wasn't a kimishal hider, it won't be mahadir b'chal. If he's up there, you're down there, Mashenk, and here, so you should taka stand up. The Mais of the Archa Shulchan, he says a chiddush, that it works the other way also, that if the son is traveling in a car, and he drives by the father, and the father's walking, or the father gets up. So since the son is traveling, he's mahalach, he's reichev, so he's kemahalach tami. It's as if he's standing, so he doesn't have to stand up if he's in the bus. Mashal. Okay, but in mice of the place, let's say they're both in the bus. So then you can tell him, listen, I'm standing right, I don't have to stand up if you're on the bus. So they're the place kemahalach, that since they're both, you know, in that matziv, on the bus, so mice you'd have to stand up to, even though you have a din really of kemahalach, but since the father also has a din of kemahalach and he's standing, so you'd have to stand up.
Do you have to stand on the bus for zakim? If you're kemahalach, you stay with
zakim. Right, so that's what I'm saying. When you're both on the bus and you're both and he's standing, you're tachlis, he's tachlis and mice is standing, you're tachlis and mice is sitting, so then they say you have to.
Well, there would be a stickers.
Right, the stickers on the bus, tachlis.
Is the car burned from horse or from a wagon?
What's that? Well, that's the why they're suggesting the chilek, because the Gemara seems that they were talking on riding on top of like an animal out in the open without mechitzas. So the klal is over here where there's mechitzas, so maybe it's a shos acheres, and maybe it could be medam with that ramah. So that already the place can. So kol shekain, I'm saying, we're saying even by a car you have to be machmir. Kol shekain by a motorcycle. Okay. I want to get to the next halacha, so let me just mention quickly. So Lamaisa, two of the other heterim, Lamaisa's Makam Atunuf, that Lamaisa we pass in that inside the mikvah, not in the outer changing room, but inside a mikvah mamish, where it's a Makam Atunuf. So Lamaisa, there, Pashas is no chiv. Here's a small suffix, that's Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Rishmim Dalet, Sif Dalet. Here's a small suffix, though, that maybe that's only by a regular Talmud Chacham, by a Rebbe, where it's Moira, again, we were in Mechav and Kavan Moira, maybe by Moira, you attack, have to stand up, even in a Makam Atunuf. What? Yeah, it's another Shaila. You have to find the Heter to be there at the same time.
Right.
So you have to stand up. So the Maisa I saw over there, the Maisa I saw from the Paiskei's Manenu, it's a suffix in the Achreinim, it's a Lecha Mishnah, and Yesh Deyas Lakan Lakan. But that's Mamish, it's not Sonogia, it's only Mamish inside the Mikvah. Another halacha they bring is from Shinai and Vav, Chasavelos, that an Ovel or a sick person. So then there's also Nochiyev, Kineger brings over there from Shos Yaakov, that's not called Kima Sheish Bohidr, because he's Shari Betzar and Bavelos, so then there's no chiv to stand up. But the place came over there bringing the Pesach Chuvim Reish Mebe is that Lamaisa by a on Tisha B'Av, where the reason we're sitting in the morning, Bavelos, is only Teres Minog, then there is a chiv to stand up. Okay. And one of the prat that someone mentioned is, what about if it's B'Emsa Tefillah, B'Emsa Limud? So L'maisa, there's a Birka Yosef in Reish Mem Dal and Nois Aleph that they taina that even B'Zmaneim, it's called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, you could stand up. And B'Frat L'Didon, that we're not so makbid, that already the Poskim speak about how our Tefillah, we're not so makbid on Tefillah, and we're not so, in the our Kavanah is anyway Shvach, and by Talmud Torah, we're not so medakvik every second for Bittul Torah. So maybe there would be a chiv to stand up. Even though Be'etzem, Be'ekar Din, it should be Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, specifically by Kriya Shema they speak about, and that we pass in Ramah in Lamed Ches, brings over there by Tefillin, that Be'etzem Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, even if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. Only, when are you chayiv to do both, only if it's B'li Tircha. They say here for us to just stand up, but almost that's called B'li Tircha, and you're chayiv Shneim, even, what? Even Parash Kriya Shema, it's Pasuk Rishon, they're Mechalek, that Roshter Kavanah, and Kavanah is Ma'akev, so then So I didn't see that. I just saw it's the Kavanah, but in the Chanami. Just stop for a moment and continue. Right. Clear
that's not a barrier.
Right.
The first over there, that it's only a problem if you're going to think that you're standing up to be mapped right now.
Like, you have a reason here. Right. Okay, so now the Maisa, I just want to get to this next halacha. So, the end of Sif Zayin is the din of a son as a Rebbe. So like we said, the Mechaber, Taka Paskin is like the Rush, that each one has to stand for the other one. The Shach already says that the Shach seems to Paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam's Cholik, the Rambam holds that it's only the son who has to stand for the father, even if he's Rebbe, and the father does not have to stand for the son. Amaisa, the Ramah says there is a Chashash of Bizoyan HaTayra. If the son is a Mefursim Dikat Talmud Chacham, they don't know he's standing up for Stam and nobody. If it's not Mefursim, then it's his father. That would Taka be a problem. Okay, so Lamaisa Ad Heichon Kibud Avayim. Don't have much time here. Ad Heichon Kibud Avayim. So Lamaisa Shailon the Gemara. The Gemara is Mavur that a father goes and throws someone's coin, someone's wallet into the yam and it's Mafsid Mammon. So you still have to keep quiet and be Machabis. So Shailon the Gemara. Lamaisa the Maskana of the Gemara is only Mishal Av. That if the father's taka coming to take the to be mafsed the son's money, so then we saw kibud avim is only mishal ben, not mishal av, so then there's no chiyuv. So that's the maskana of the Gemara, and that's what the Ramah says over here. The Ramah says, so memela, he could throw his own money out, but if he's coming to throw your money out, so you're allowed to stop him. And there's no chil between kavod and tsar, it doesn't make a difference. He's not allowed, there's no chiyuv. So lemaisa tapela, the Rambam, the Mechaber paskin here, that no, even if he has your wallet and he's throwing it into the yam, so lemaisa, the pashas of the Mechaber is that there's a chiyuv kibud avim, you can't stop him. So Lamai says this is a big shayla. How could the Rambam say this? It seems to be against the Gemara. So some want to learn in the Rambam that it's midas chasidus. Others want to learn in the Rambam that taka. This just means after the fact. But it's from the Rambam, it's mashma you learned in the Rambam that even beforehand you can't stop him from your own money yet. So the Bach says a chiddush that you could, since you could take him to a din Torah afterwards, so maybe that's like not such a grace of hefsid. So he's not being mafsid you. Just that it's the tzarech, take him to a din Torah, that you could do. Okay, but Lamai, so the Beis Yosef has, it seems to be, Ekrab Shan, the base brings from Marik that in a Hanami Mishal Av Veloy Mishal Abayin, that's for covered. But for Tsar, to be Mitzar him, then Taka, the son has to be mafsed all his money before he's Mitzar his father. And Al Zeh, the Truma Sadeshin, Taka says not like that, and the Ramah Taka passes Nishtazai, and that's what the Ramah brings in Chalik Bain Lakabde or the Tsar.
Didn't Taka the father say, you're not going to be Tsar?
Yeah.
Shavichula says it's a Shash of.
So you have to be, what are you saying? You have to be mafsed all your money. Do you have to mafsed all your money before you mitzar someone?
Before you kill somebody? Same thing.
Before you kill someone, yes. Before you mitzar someone, I'm not sure. Again, here also here he's mitzar you. He's coming to be mafsed your money, right? You're allowed to stop him. If I come to. Yeah. So here by a father.
What about Mora?
Yeah, so that seems to be what the Ramah's passing from the Shuv Sadeshin. That Sile Inyan covenant, Sile Inyan Moira, which is gonna stir the Moira. But that which this seems to be the Machloik, is Mechaber Ramah, the Ramah's passing, even Lagabe Moira, we pass in Mishal Avaloy Mishal Bein, if it's gonna cause a hefset to the sun, so then there's no Chiyuv. Okay, I wanted to get to Sefiud, Mitra Nitra Daito, but we'll leave it for next week. Okay, Shkaich.
Is in the Amida.